Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now start settling in. Good. Now take a super deep breath in. And exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. Okay, good. Now float back to childhood. You find yourself in a totally safe place to grow up. Go ahead and imagine that scene for just a moment. Okay, good. And now go ahead and imagine perfect nurturers. And first, they're kind of at a distance. And these perfect nurturers are not based on your actual parents or the people that raised you. They're perfectly suited to you in every way. Now, as they approach you, you can tell there's this quality of friendliness and wholesomeness. And you can also see this interest in you, the very sweet, light interest. And of course, they would be interested. They're your parents. So now they come near. And first, shape and reshape the scene in such a way for you to really feel safe and protected by these perfect nurturers. Go ahead and develop that scene now. Really, so that you feel comfortable, and that's what they want. That's right. Keep going. Really feeling safe, settled, and secure in this relationship with the perfect nurturers. Also, if you need to even test their trustworthiness, their confidence and competence, you can do that in the scene. And they'll respond in just the right way. Good. Now we're going to move on and we're going to work on attunement. So the perfect nurturers are so sweetly interested in you. And again, this interest is sweet and non-invasive. So now they come near to you. They're like, oh, what's on your mind? What are you doing? And they kind of tilt the head, lean in very sweetly. And they can also hold your hand or hug you. So here, create a scene where they're taking interest in you, really seeking to understand, and where you feel attuned with and kind of mentally held. Go ahead and develop that scene. And here they might ask, oh, what's on your mind? And feel free to give voice to whatever's coming up, and they're going to listen really sweetly. Keep going, keep shaping the scene. Really to feel into what it's like to be seen and known, to be attuned with, to be really listened to. That's right, keep going. Okay, good. And now we're going to move on and work on physical affection. So here we're going to have the perfect nurturers give you physical affection, but shape the scene in a way that it works for you. If the right amount of physical affection for you is that they're standing at the other end of a football stadium, then okay. So just shape the scene in whichever way it is that works for you to where we're going to work on physical affection. Okay, so now go ahead and develop that scene. Maybe the perfect nurturers hold your hand. Maybe they hold you. Maybe they rock you and cradle you. Maybe they hug you. Maybe they just sit next to you. Go ahead and develop a scene. And also, as they're giving you physical affection, you can really feel a quality of love and comforting and safety. You can really tell they're happy to be with you. It's such a delight to be with you. Keep developing the scene. I keep going. Also, make sure that the physical affection feels right for you. And also, to be clear, that's what the perfect nurturers want. They want you to feel well. That's right, keep going. Good, good. Now make a deep impression of that. Okay. Now we've just worked on attunement and physical affection. And now we're going to work on, in a certain sense, the combination of that, of those two, which is soothing. So now bring to mind something. It feels unresolved and upsetting. And this can be something from your real adult life today, or it can be something from childhood. It doesn't really matter. And it's fine that you would be dealing with something from adulthood, even though you're imagining that you're a child. This is no big deal. So go ahead and bring that up. Really let yourself get upset. And now the perfect nurturers come to you and they see that you're upset. And they lean in, kind of tilt the head. They're like, oh, what's wrong? And they also physically comfort you in just the right way. And now, go ahead and give voice to whatever seems unfinished. And the perfect nurturers are going to listen sweetly. That's right. The perfect nurturers really get it. They're really listening to you sweetly and comforting you. So keep giving voice to what feels unfinished. That's right, keep going. Again, really see that they get it. And also notice how the perfect nurturers know how to respond to you in just the right way, that they physically comfort you just the right way, etc. That's right. Keep going. Shaping and reshaping the scene in such a way that you feel understood and that you're soothed. And also knowing that soothing you and taking care of you is a delight for the perfect nurturers. Keep going. That's right. Keep going. Giving voice to whatever feels unfinished. And you can really see that the perfect nurturers get it, that they want to soothe you and comfort you. And also, they have total confidence you're going to move through this. Keep developing the scene. Good. And now have them tell you just the thing that you need to hear to start feeling better around all this. Go ahead and do that now. That's right. Keep going. Okay, good. Good. So here in a minute we'll wrap this up. But before we do, go ahead and dissolve the scene and imagine that you step out of this meditation and that you look back. What was this like? What did you learn? Reinforcing all of these lessons, feeling into them one more time. Good. Good. Making a deep impression of that. All right, I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3. 2, 1. Awake and present in the room. Settled in the experience.